man's law is not equal to God's law. God's law has a greater force. And yet some would suggest, by the idea of making a civil proceeding, that which is equated to biblical putting away. Here goes the person out here and takes the civil action. Person doesn't know that. I particularly know of the case of this happening in Houston. Man went away to Las Vegas. His wife thought he was leaving on a Monday to go on a business trip to New York. He actually went to Las Vegas with the girl he had been having relations with. He went out there on Monday, filed for divorce. In Nevada, you have a 3-day waiting period. You can mail the procedure to the spouse. When it was mailed, it didn't get to her before they got back on Friday. When they get back on Friday, he says, "By the way, hon, I didn't go to New York. I went to Las Vegas. I've divorced you. I've married her." The first his wife knew about it was at that time. She told him, "I don't want anything to do with you. If you're ungodly and going to stay in that relationship, I am going to put you away. That farce that you had of an action out there in Las Vegas is not what was putting away." If civil procedure is the putting away, that woman was divorced, didn't know about it, and there is no way she can be protected by the law of God. I suggest to you the principles of God would show the very opposite. The principles would show she does have a right to say, "Here's why I'm going away from you. I'm expressing that as the reason why I'm taking action. You get your stuff out of here." That's biblical putting away. And it's biblical putting away for the cause. And it's biblical putting away after the very principles that Jesus made clear.